Mr. Mayor and council members, my name is Gene Harbaugh. I've lived in Eddy County for 33 years. I'm a retired pastor of the Presbyterian Church here. I'm also a gun owner. I'm also a proponent, obviously, of protecting the Constitution. It was my privilege at one point in my life to help write a state constitution in the state of Montana. So I know something about constitutions. I have something I want to read to you, which is a statement that was adopted by a small group of clergy who meet on a regular basis here in Carlsbad. And this is the statement. As servants of several Christian communions in Carlsbad, we feel compelled to protest that the city of Carlsbad be identified as a so-called sanctuary for guns. For us in the religious community, sanctuary is a term from biblical times that designates a place of safety for people and a place to conduct sacred worship. In our churches, we set aside a specific space, which we call the sanctuary. And when parishioners enter that space, they usually exhibit an attitude of reverence for Almighty God. The proposal to designate Carlsbad as a sanctuary city is, we believe, based upon a false assumption that the ownership of firearms will be terminated and that individual agencies or authorities have the right to decide what is constitutional, apart from decisions made by courts of law. We believe that all elected officials are bound by their oath of office to carry out laws enacted by state or federal legislative bodies. Further, we are convinced that some of the influence for these kinds of proposals come from extremist and white supremacy groups like Sovereign Nation, and that adoption of this might serve to give them legitimacy in our area. You all know this is a hot-button issue. We are concerned that adopting this title will result in dividing people against one another, even though such a designation has no legal or binding authority. And for these reasons, we respectfully request that the City of Council refrain from adopting the title Sanctuary City as it relates to the issue of the ownership of firearms.
This is signed by myself, the Reverend David Wilson Rogers, Reverend Gene Harbaugh, and also two who are not able to be here tonight, the Reverend Marty Singletary and the Reverend Stephanie Harmon. And we respectfully present this as a declaration of conscience behind which all we and the majority of our congregations stand. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next.
My name is John W. Burke. Wasn't sure if I was going to speak, but I feel compelled to now. As my friend Greg explained about the definition of infringe, the definition is to limit or to undermine, to eat away, as he said. We also need to look at the definition of ownership, because that is what the word keep, in the term keep and bear arms, in the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights of our United States Constitution is talking about. It is an exclusive right conferred by a lawful claim or title and subject to certain restrictions to enjoy, occupy, possess, rent, sell, use, give away, or even destroy an item of property. In other words, one of the primary conditions or rights that you have in terms of ownership is the